I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. In the news this week, amazingly enough, no penalties to report from Martinsville, but the complaints about the new short track package are mounting, and specifically, it seems to come down to either horsepower or a different tire. The teams want more horsepower, they always do, but in trade, all of them would take a tire that wears down. The current tire in the packages only work well at Bristol and the road courses. Hopefully, they can get a happy medium. Kyle Larson ran the first real laps of practice for the Indy 500 run this week and turned some heads, posting the second fastest speed overall at 226 miles an hour. Kyle said he's still got a lot to learn, but the speed is sure making it easier. And in partnership with NBC Sports, the CW Network announced they will carry the final 8 Xfinity Series races this year and will be the exclusive home to the series next year. This is a great move in my book. Most people can get the CW Network with an antenna. All 3 top series are racing at Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. This 1.5-mile track has been repaved twice since 1997, with the last coat put down in 2016. The Craftsman Trucks fire up the racing underneath the lights tonight. 5-time winner Kyle Busch has entered, along with Zane Smith from the Xfinity Series. Stuart Friesen is the only other prior winner in the field. You can catch the SpeedyCash.com 250 tonight, 7:30 on FS1. The Xfinity teams roll on Saturday. Truck Series driver Corey Heim will be the only guest driver, and this is the second Dash for Cash bonus race. Eric Amarola, Chandler Smith, Jesse Love, and Parker Klingerman will have a chance at a $100,000 bonus, and Cole Custer is the only prior winner. Catch the Andy's Frozen Custard 300 at 12:30 on FS1. The Cup teams head into Sunday with a 7-race streak of different winners. Jimmy Johnson is back this weekend, and he leads here with 7 wins. Kyle Busch has 4 and also leads with 15 top 5s. Johnson and Busch share the most top 10s with 18 each. Denny Hamlin has 3 wins here. Last year's winner William Byron, Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, and Joey Logano are also prior winners. Hendrick leads the way with 11 wins, and Chevy leads Ford 17-15. Xfinity Series champion Austin Hill will make his second Cup Series appearance in the number 33 for RCR, and milestones include John Hunter Nemechek's 50th start, and William Byron will make his 225th. Practice and qualifying starts at 10:30 on Saturday, and the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 coverage begins at 2 p.m. Sunday, both on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, April 12th, powered by Mikoff Tire with 14 locations, including Gaylord and Cadillac. And by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Truck and Trailer Accessories, and more. And by J-Lube Services with 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City.